Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I'm Stephen Lang.
And I'm Bobby Norris.
How are you, babes?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, Steve. I feel like the sun brings out a little bit of positivity.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with the sun is out, the lockdown's coming to an end, feeling excited. You've been back at the gym.
Yeah, I feel so good for being able to get into the gym. I mean, the world and his dog had the same idea. I've never seen the gym so busy. But to be fair, if everyone's feeling how I felt in that third lockdown, I think everyone just wants to be able to, A, feel like they're out and about doing a little bit of fitness. And it's always, for me, my head. So whilst I'm training, it's so good. My body, every muscle and every fibre is feeling my workout from yesterday. But I'm taking that because I ain't felt that for a long time.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's a positive thing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And, just nice to know that it's there as well. And I think, like we've said, that the light is at the end of the tunnel now. Mm. We've had that opening. I see that everyone's in the shops again. And that the bars with outside gardens have opened a little bit.
Yep, indeed. That was where I was on the first night.
And how was it? Tell me.
It was really good. I was actually, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, I was with a group of people who were up for it and wanted to go out. Do you know what I mean? If we had a friend who was a bit nervous or something, that might have been a different story. I mean, ended up drinking far too much, not forgetting it was a Monday evening and not a Friday night. And just making the most of it, really. I think, yeah, like that feeling that hopefully if everything goes okay, fingers crossed, we won't have to ever have that feeling again because we won't have another lockdown. That's what we have to hope, isn't it?
And what was your atmosphere like when you was out? Is everyone just really happy to be allowed out?
Definitely. And also it's kind of the first time first time since Christmas, really, I guess, that I've been around loads of people like that. And it just felt really nice and normal. And I think probably as well, having been vaccinated gives you a slight, like you feel a bit more at ease about the whole thing. I don't know. Have you found that? Because you've always been vaccinated.
Yeah, I definitely think, from having COVID, that makes me think that I must have built up some antibodies because I was really good in terms of side effects to the vaccine. I know some people do feel a bit ropey for a couple of days. Bar a little bit of an headache and a sore arm, I felt fine. I've had the COVID and I've had my first vaccine. Yeah, it definitely makes me feel a little bit, more assured.
Yeah.
And I think as well, even if it's people that you don't speak to, and I guess it's the same like when you commute into town and you see familiar faces on a bus or a tube, seeing a few faces that I used to see at the gym, it's just it's really hard to put into words, isn't it? But it's just nice to see faces that you've not seen.
Was everyone really friendly?
I mean, everyone was basically just queuing for every bit of equipment. But I think the gyms are so on, and I guess the bars and the shops are all doing the same from what I've seen in photos. Everyone's completely following what they have to do. And if it means taking that little bit longer to wait for that piece of equipment, and I know gyms are very limited to the amount of people, I guess, depending on the floor space, it's all worked out, isn't it? But no, I think as long as everyone's sensible about it, which they seem to be, it's just nice. And it's a good indication that it's paid off for us and that we are heading in the right direction. And actually, by everyone doing their bit and staying at home and staying safe, it's allowed us to be where we are today. So
100%.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, just feels nice. Like you said, I think getting towards it now, aren't we? And getting towards those final things, like being able to go to a theatre or a cinema. I mean, it's been such a long time and I think it'd just be really nice. So, yeah, all good. Well, all good for us with what's going on. But it has actually been a bit of a tragic week in the world of celebrity, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a really, really sad weekend. Obviously, we've lost Prince Philip on Friday, it was announced. And also the lovely Nikki Graham. And I think it's, I speak for a lot of people, I think we all really hoped for a far better outcome for her. It's just so I was devastated when I heard the news.
Mm.
And it's just a reminder of what an awful, awful disease it really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think you've interviewed her before, haven't you? I saw it on your Instagram. I was lucky enough, she came into the FUBAR studios. It must have been a couple of years ago now. And yeah, she was a lovely, warm, kind of funny, very funny girl. And yeah, the eating disorder that ended up causing her to die at such a young age is just such a tragedy. And also, you know, it won't have been made any better by the situation we were in the world, will it? Like, you know, and she wouldn't have been able to get the help that she normally had, lead her normal life and have her coping mechanisms. It's a really tragic story, I think.
Just so sad. And like you say, that knowing that we were so close to things opening and just getting that little bit closer, and it's just heartbreaking. I mean, at 38, it's just no age to die. And mine and Nick's paths first crossed, I think, maybe 8-9 years ago, and always just had the best time of her, the best laughs, such a funny and a lovely, kind-hearted girl. And like you say, yeah, I interviewed her back a few months ago. I did a Get Gobby with Bobby with her on my Instagram, and then also for New Magazine. And I think, like everyone, she was just trying to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And we was all just in that same boat, but was lovely to have that laugh and that escape and catch up with each other and talk about things. But faults, obviously, with friends and family at this sad time.
100%, yeah. It's a really, really tragic story. And if you're suffering with any of those problems, get help. Get as much help as you can. Speak to as many people as you can. It's a horrible, horrible disease. And, you know, yeah, like you said, gone far too soon. And you mentioned actually Prince Philip as well. That was obviously very big news this weekend. Probably fair to say, not a total shock, seeing as he was very, very old. But he...
99, he had a
good innings, as my grandma would say. What did you make of that? Did you see the thing about how there was 100,000 complaints to the BBC about the coverage? I mean, it's actually quite interesting. I assumed people would want to see more of it because most people love the royals, don't they? But seems to not be the case.
Yeah, and I saw that Channel 4 had put out a statement to defend that they were still going to air Gogglebox and the Circle final. I really was shocked to hear that 100,000 people had complained that their TV programming had been changed due to it. I just think something as huge as that, whether it's the biggest of shocks or not due to someone's age, like we say, it's obviously always sad when someone dies. But I think when it's royal family, it's kind of, I think it's almost expected that things are going to be pulled from the scheduling because there's so much to cover.
Yeah.
It's definitely, definitely interesting. And I think as well, with the way regulations still are, I think it's still kind of there's still only 30 people allowed at funerals. So
yeah,
what that will mean for his funeral and how that will have impacted compared to what it would have been in, I hate to say the word, normal times, but I don't know if we're going to see what we saw, for instance, in Diana's funeral, like the streets.
Well, they've asked, I've been writing about this at work, so I know a little bit. They've asked for people to not turn up because, you know, they've asked people not to lay flowers as well, which people have been doing at the palaces, Windsor and Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle and Buckingham Palace. And so Harry's flown back from the US without Meghan. Obviously, she's fairly heavily pregnant, I think, so... not a good idea to be flying in a pandemic while you're pregnant, I would assume. And then it's basically just going to be close family. And I think his private secretary, who's worked with him for decades, and yeah, they're keeping to all the COVID restrictions. So I'm assuming it's going to be televised in some form, but I don't actually know the details on that.
Regarding Harry, I saw there was some kind of backlash online to the statement that him and Meghan had put out on social media. Did you see that?
Yeah, they changed their website, didn't they? But it was quite a short statement about his grandpa. I think people were surprised that it seemed quite curt, like as if he'd upset them or something. But that's obviously not the case. And Harry afterwards then released a statement saying that his grandfather was the king of banter or something. I was like, blimey, it sounds like he's on TOWIE. What's going on here? Full of bands. It's going to be interesting. And obviously, it is really sad for the Queen. I mean, they've married 73 years. That's longer than some people even lived, you know what I mean? And they've been with each other all that time. And yeah, it must be very hard for her. But there was some good news this week. We've spoken about her a fair bit. Kate Garraway was lucky enough to have her husband come home from hospital after a year of being in, following him having COVID last year. So that was some nice news, wasn't it?
Nice to have a little bit of positivity. Absolutely. I think a lot of us, our hearts have gone out to Kate, because really for a year, because I feel like it almost was the very start of lockdown or around that time, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Derek,
literally the beginning.
Yeah, and bless her heart, and obviously having the kids and how she's handled herself and still continue to work. I just think she's incredible. I love Kate, and I just think, yeah, for any shed of positivity and light we could have got from the weekend, that's amazing. And glad that Derek's home.
Totally agree with you, and very pleased for her. And I've interviewed her a couple of times, and she's always been really lovely. So I'm very pleased that it's all gone well in the end. Anyway, we have a show to get on with. You mentioned the circle earlier, actually, and our first guest is Natalia, who won the show. So it'd be great to speak to her. And we also have Mary from Selling Sunset, who's been on the show before. So it'd be great to speak to her. And then last week I did a little pre-recorded interview with Christine McGuinness, and we'll play that out at the end. But our first guest Natalia is here, so let's get her in.
Fab.
Hello, babe.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. You've got a lot of balloons there. Have you been partying?
Celebrating.
Congratulations. How are you feeling after winning?
It's just overwhelming, isn't it? It's a bit of a mad one, because this isn't normal for me. I'm like a military block rat, and this is just weird. It's really weird.
Why the circle? Why did you want to do it in the first place? Because it's still a show that's kind of on the up a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, so actually I was asked to do it when I was deployed on tour the previous year in Tim's season. They asked me to fly back and interview, and I couldn't because I was away. I don't think my bosses would have seen kindly to that. And then when they asked me again this year, I just thought, do you know what? It's lockdown. I'm a bit bored. Why not? And I just had this idea in my head. I just thought, right, as a guy, it'd just be so much easier. And when I went in, I was like, this isn't easy. This isn't as I thought it would be. I really struggled because I just thought I could play this kind of macho, big, bolshy dude with no feelings. And you can't do that. You have to have some flesh and like a personality around you. So when I started to bring a bit more of me into it, that's when I kind of made friends. And I was like, hey, you know, guys can be cool and emotional as well. We're not all like tough soldiers. So it kind of changed my own thinking as well. It was a big lesson to myself. But yeah, I kind of did a lot of things on there that I cringed watching myself. I was like, oh, I don't want to see that. I just
Did you know from your audition that you was always going to kind of be the catfish, or was there ever a moment that you wanted to be yourself?
No, it was always going to be the catfish. It's also kind of that layer as well to protect me in case I had any kind of people didn't like me or anything. It was just kind of that little bubble that I could hide behind. So if Felix wasn't liked, it's not me, it's him. But then when Felix really got liked at the end, I was like, oh god, they really like him and they're gonna hate me.
It's a double-edged sword. Yeah, damn it.
Yeah.
You mentioned things that made you cringe watching them back. What were they? I'm going to just to cringe you out more and make you relive them on the radio.
Need a cold shower chats with Manrika.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so, yeah. So explain a bit about the Manrika thing, because it is, like, one of the most interesting things that kind of happened on the show, really, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, like the whole love story.
Did you decide to do that, or was it... It's a bit of a comp. I don't know how it works in your head.
Oh, Gemma was going to be my girlfriend. If you saw I came in, I was like, right, I've got Gemma here. But after we played that first game and Manrika spoke to me, I was like, oh my God, I've actually boxed myself in here now. There's two girls that I've spoken to in one day. And, you know, this flirty Felix character, I just got carried away. You know, when a guy's just talking to a woman and they don't even mean to keep going. And by the end, they're like going on a date and getting married and having babies. I started doing. I was like, oh god, yeah, I really got carried away, and that's the one thing I regret. I wish I kind of could step back and reassess and reevaluate. But by the end, that was the only way I could have got through, because as soon as I start saying, whoa, can we slow down, that's when people would probably start doubting me. So I kind of boxed myself on a corner there, but yeah. We live and we learn.
So a showmance wasn't always on the cards the day you went in there. You didn't think, right, what I'm going to do it is...
No, I was just going to be this cheeky, chappy, flirt with everyone, be best mates with everyone. And you didn't see kind of more of the really lovely chats I had with Dart, with Andy. I had really nice relationships with them, but they were quite boring. We talked about, like, love and feelings. So they probably didn't make the cut, because who wants to watch that? I mean, I'm sure it's interesting to watch me and Manrika flirt.
And how have things been after the show?
It's been emotional, because obviously watching it with you guys 7 months later, we've had to sit and think and live on it, and it's been like, but we've all had each other, we've got this WhatsApp group and we all speak to each other, so it's nice, we've had each other's backs, which is probably the best thing out of it. We've made friends for life. So I kind of wish it was live though, because I don't think anyone wants to sit there and watch themselves on TV and also watch the Twitter reactions. But I guess you know, because you do it, but I don't know how you do it. Never again, this is it. I'm going back to work.
And how have work been about it? What's the response from work been?
They've been quite relaxed, actually. I think they can see it as a positive way for me to kind of, you know, boost the Army's image, and hopefully I can do some good stuff with it. I've had so many like young girls in my DMs being like, I want to join the Army, and it's just really sweet to see. Yeah, that's the good stuff, that's kind of the stuff I wanted from it.
And what's the bad stuff then, if there's been good stuff? Is that been like the Twitter reaction, and have you had any kind of that
at the start? It wasn't good Twitter reaction, because I'm quite nervous and scared. I'm not a natural actress, so I was very robotic inside the circle. So once I kind of relaxed and calmed down a bit, I think people warmed to me. But at the start, they were like, who is this robot killer Russian machine? I was like, whoa.
Did it hurt your feelings?
Yeah, there was stuff. And I think especially seeing like the stuff Manrika got and everyone else, we all kind of like came together and thought, this is just so wrong, because we are all watching it. This isn't live. We're here alongside you guys watching what you're saying. So it was quite hard, but I was quite lucky in that sense that I didn't see the worst of, I think, what some people got. But, you know, we did that little campaign on Instagram, and hopefully we can just raise more awareness about kind of mental health and trolling.
Oh, what was that? I don't know what that is.
Think Before You Post, the kind of Instagram video that we all posted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shabazz and Joey kind of came up with the idea, and we all kind of came together and... just thought, why not talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not in the spotlight and I won't be, but for the others whose job it is and who, you know, live and work through social media, I can't imagine how it feels every day to just see people have an opinion about you so intensely. Like, they're so invested. Mm-hmm. But what they don't see is what you're showing on screen isn't what you're actually like. You're in essence, you're acting, aren't you? So, I mean, it's not normal to be filmed 24/7 and be talking to yourself like that.
So obviously, but when you went into the circle, you had already come out of, or had already started a lockdown. Yeah. Do you think, in a weird way, obviously I'm not comparing the two, because obviously lockdown it's a panny D and there's a global situation going on it. But do you think by being in a lockdown at home prepared you a little bit for going into the circle and isolating?
100%, because obviously we isolated before we went on to the show as well, and I loved it. I loved having no social media, just all the food you wanted, all the time in the world. Like I really enjoyed it in there. Like I read so many books, I built dinosaurs, like drew Nana Dot. It was great.
And then at the end of it all, of course, you won, and there's a big, nice big cash prize at the end of that. What are you planning on doing with that money? Do you have any plan?
It was always a boring answer. Like I said, I'm going to get a house and then give some to my family. So, yeah. But I am 30 years old. Like, I wish I could just go to Selfridges and go, right, I'm going to buy this stupid water fountain. But no, I'm going to be sensible.
You'll thank yourself in the future,
yeah.
Oh, bless you. Well, I'm glad. I think it's so lovely that you've used your profession and shone a light on the military as well.
Yeah, I think people expect us to be so different to what we are, but I'm so girly. Like, I'm just like everyone else. And, you know, there is probably a bit of a stigma attached to it, how females and males are seen, but we're all exactly the same. We get treated the same now. I think I wanted to prove a point. I was like, behind this perfect catfish, the real driving force was me. And I was like, I did prove that point. You know, it was my personality kind of that won in the end. Okay, his six pack probably helped. But I like to think,
always,
you know.
Do you think that having a catfish role on the show gives an advantage when it comes to kind of getting to the final? Do you think having a persona to hide behind is an advantage rather than being yourself?
There's pros and cons. I think if you have a catfish, you can always, you're protected, because if they meet you and they're like, we hate you, you're like, that wasn't me, that was a lie. But if you're not liked and you're playing yourself, that can be quite difficult. So if you're playing yourself, I think you have to be a bit more careful, because that, I don't understand why though, because we're all playing a game, whether you're playing yourself or a catfish. But I think people look at it a bit differently if you're playing yourself and playing a game, which I don't think is right. I think if you have that catfish barrier, then perhaps you can get away with a bit more. I don't know.
And the people that played themselves, since speaking, and I'm guessing in like your WhatsApp group, do they say the same kind of thing? Have they taken it a little bit harder? I guess because online reaction is, you're going to take that more personally, because it's warts and all, isn't it? You put yourself.
Online. Yeah, and people honestly look at you and think, oh, that's what they're really like. But you know, we were all acting and playing a game, and we were all being strategic. And since coming out, we actually don't really speak about that. We speak about more like mushy family stuff and how everyone's getting on. And it's just nice to build those bonds. I know. Andy's my bestie, bless him. He's just a top guy.
What's kind of the plan for you now then? You said you just want to go back to your normal life?
Yeah, I want to stay in the army. No, I actually really, I love the military, and I'm on Easter leave at the minute. So I've got this week to do like all these cool things, and then I'll just go back to the real world afterwards.
So no plans for another reality show or anything like that? We're not going to see you on Strictly.
No, I can't. I mean, I do SAS Who Dares Wins, but I don't think they'd pick me. You kind of have to be SAS trained. So, but you know, we'll see.
So basically, if the right opportunity came up, you'd be interested in doing a bit more.
It's the right thing, yeah.
And what? How are you feeling more generally about the world at the moment? Obviously, we were just having a discussion before you came in about the lockdown coming to an end and all that kind of stuff. Like, how are you feeling about things like that?
Weirdly anxious. I've become used to using COVID as an excuse not to see people. Like, I'm going to miss that. Like, sorry, I can't see you. Pandemic. It's weird because I don't really interact with anyone. I live in such an isolated place that it's going to be weird communicating with people and going out. I've loved being a hermit.
Really?
So when everything opened up on Monday, I just stayed in. I'm just going to wait till everything dies down and then kind of slowly get back out.
Being a hermit. Sorry, Will.
sorry, but I was just going to say, I think I've heard a lot of people say the same. I think there is a lot of anxiety about people kind of being scared of life going back to what it was pre-COVID and pandemic, because it's just, we're so conditioned now to the lockdowns and this way of life that I think a lot of people are terrified to just be in a big group of people.
It's been a year as well, you know. It's been a long time of this. So,
yeah, it's scary. I just think we all just need to kind of comfort each other and understand there's no pressures to go and do these things. I think people get FOMO. They look at it and think, oh, if I don't do it, I'll be missing out. But it's cool. Hopefully life goes back to normal and we can all just chill for a bit.
Have you been recognised? Because obviously,
I'm a real life catfish. I wore a and sweat. I only dressed up for this. It's taken me so long to have a shower. I've got no cold water. I had to fill up the bath with like pans.
Oh,
I washed my hair. I was like, I'm gonna.
Why have you not got any water?
Military camp sometimes.
Oh my god.
Not always. It's just been a bad week. But yeah, no, not a single person has recognised me, which is quite nice. Yeah, real life catfish here.
I guess as well, when you've got, if you were out and about and you've got a face mask on, it's like you can only see a little bit of your face anyway. Yeah.
So it's lovely that you guys have all managed to, like you say, having that experience with each other, you probably will be friends for life, because the moments that you've shared, even and the ones that we don't see on TV, because obviously so much gets edited out when you're in there for 24 hours a day. Our moments, and it's an experience like a once in a lifetime, so that's lovely. Something nice to come out of COVID for you guys.
100%. I think if it wasn't for COVID, I don't know how we would have done it. People would have probably been working. It was nice that we all had that time off to kind of do it as well. So yeah, I'm very grateful for the circle. I mean, I never thought I'd get into the final. You could see in my face, I was like, are you sure? Like, how have my plan worked? But yeah, it's just been a whirlwind experience.
What advice would you give for anyone who was going to do the circle for the next series?
Don't be yourself. I'm joking.
The last thing you should be.
Just fake it. I mean, fake it till you make it. Like, I have very very little confidence. So I had to really like channel that kind of inner, you know, you're a bad bitch, you've got this. And it took me a while, but you know, just pretend. And the more you smile and pretend you're, you know, you've got it, then people start to believe it. Just keep,
and it worked.
Yeah, it worked. For every Zoom, I dressed up to the nines. I was like, this is me, you know, I come out of a military uniform, and they're like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. That's and this is what I always look like. But it's fun, just have fun with it. I mean, go to the interviews, dress up, just be who you want. I think they're not looking for anything specific. It's just if you kind of fit, you know, we all have to, as a cast, I guess, mold with each other. You know, when Felix went in, it was ideal that there was like three single girls there. Probably if I went in last season, everyone would have been like, go away, go away. So it just depends if your catfish persona works. And then also know that once you're in the circle, you can change it. Don't do what I do and just stick yourself in a corner. I'm sure you can mold yourself around and make other relations. But I kind of, in hindsight, wish I went as a more average looking guy, because then I would have had a different experience. But oh well. I mean, I've won, so...
Exactly. You have got a better outcome, Dave. You've had a lovely experience, and you've got the cold hard cash. Win-win.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening, Charlie. Really appreciate it. And
hey, thank you.
Good luck with whatever you do next.
Gives me an excuse to dress up.
Yeah, you're looking gorgeous, so...
Darling, babes. Stay safe, won't you?
Thank you.
Good luck. Take care, darling.
Bye.
Oh, lover.
Oh yeah, it's a funny old show, The Circle, isn't it? And I think good for her. Glad it all went well. And then 100k at the end. What's not to love?
I mean, she's had worse years, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Selling Sunsets Mary is here, so let's get her in.
We love a bit of Mary. Mary.
Hey, how are you?
It's so good to see you again. How are things over in America?
Pretty good. Yeah, just really busy. Romain and I just got back from the Bahamas, so that was nice.
Oh,
and
nice.
Right now, I'm watching I'm watching Amanda's kids for her because she is in Istanbul seeing her man.
Oh, nice.
Wow. I mean, no complaints there. I mean, I haven't been abroad since 2019, so I'm furiously jealous.
And neither of us have a man. I know. We'd sell for Ava at the minute, man, all the other day.
Oh, he's a cutie too. Yeah.
Netflix have announced they've renewed series 4 and 5 of Selling Sunset. What can you tell us, Mary? Have you started filming season 4?
We are in production. Yeah, so.
How's that all going, filming with COVID regulations? Is it a little bit different to, obviously, season 3?
Yeah. So there's some other, there's protocols that we have to follow through. Things are more strict, but it's okay. We're still getting everything.
Yeah, because I don't know what the thing is in America. Do you all have to wear masks? Do you still have to keep distance and stuff and do all of those things while you're showing people around houses? I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, we do. We get tested all the time, but yeah, we do have to wear masks if we show homes. But it's just the way it is. At least we can still show homes, right?
Yeah. Exactly, and still work, which is the main thing, isn't it? We'll take wearing the masks if it means we can work.
Absolutely. It's been my best year ever. So yeah, I'm super excited about just being able to work so much. Remain's working a lot too. A lot of people are remodeling their homes since they're home so much, and then they're moving into bigger places since we're home so much. And so he and I have just been swamped. We barely see each other. So other than going on vacation, it was like, I think I really get like a month. He was down in Orange County getting that office all taken care of. And then he's just been running all over, and I've been all over the place with new listings. So, I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, it's actually been a real time of people looking at their living situations. So I guess it's a great time to be in real estate.
Absolutely. With interest rates being so low and people wanting to move out of condos into single family homes because you can't use any of the amenities. So why pay HOA fees? So a lot of people are moving into single family homes to have office space. Kids are at home doing Zoom school. And so people just need, office space, more room for the kids, outdoor space. So I'm cool with it. It's making me busy.
Maybe have you seen or noticed, are there more celebs that are trying to list their homes through you guys? Since the huge success of the back of the show, are celebs going, right, help us flog our ass?
Well, I have a celeb client. I'm listing his home for today.
Oh, can you give us any tea, Mary?
Yeah, I think you guys may have heard of him. French Montana.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's about his home.
Yeah.
Yep, you guys will see it. It'll be probably on my Instagram today because we're listing it, literally today.
So will he be in the new series or is this privately kind of done separately?
I think he probably will. Yeah, he's open to it.
And how much is French asking for his house? Just out of interest, I might put in an offer.
Just a mere $5 million.
Ah, okay, yeah.
I'll just call my bank manager.
I'll just call West.
I mean, obviously you've had quite a big break between filming the last series and now working on the new series. What's it been like coming together with everyone again?
Well, I still haven't really seen some of the people. Some of the girls I haven't seen. I just saw Davina the other day briefly. I haven't seen Christine and Christelle, Heather, Amanda, Jason, Brett, my husband, obviously. I see them. I just saw them a couple days ago.
How will things be with Christine, or how have things been in the current season that you're filming?
Well, I mean, we're in production, but we're just like getting started. So everything's still really new. But Christine, I haven't really talked to her that much. I congratulated her on her pregnancy, but I haven't really seen her. So last I heard, she was like, I don't know, saying stuff to press about me, Heather and Chriselle. So it'll be interesting, but I'm just gonna keep positive and you know, just see what happens. I'm sure you guys will be entertained.
I can't wait for it.
Does it upset you though when you hear about these things? You know, people have said things.
Yeah, absolutely, it does. I just don't get it. I keep trying to be nice. I don't get it. And so I'm just kind of trying to keep the peace for now. And I'll talk to her about it when I have to. But she knows. I congratulated her. I have proof of it. But I mean, but I'm not going to see. I don't know why she says stuff sometimes. But well, I guess we'll deal with it soon enough.
That's the joy of being in a reality show. You're going to have to confront it. Whether or not you want to. Bob knows about this.
I don't have any choice on it. Whether I want to or not, I'm going to have to. And I'm trying really hard not to, but...
And 9 times out of 10, it's not. But they're the ones that you know damn well they're coming.
No, there was some rumors maybe that your son was going to join the show. Is that something that's going to happen?
Really?
Yeah, I think I read somewhere online.
He's not joining the show,
but he might make some more appearances.
Yeah, I'm sure, because he lives out here now, and I see him a lot, and so I'm sure production would want. And fans would want to see a little bit more of him and about our relationship. So I think he'd be open to it.
And in terms of cast,
he did Okay. They're going to kill me. Okay Magazine, I think. We were just in that. And he did a big spread with me in that magazine.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So I think he's getting more open to it.
Oh, I think it'd be lovely. And people would love to see him on the show, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when it follows along with our lives, I think people wonder what's really going on and what our relationship is like. And so I think people would be very interested in that.
And how have you been working all throughout the pandemic, or have you had any downtime at all, kind of thing? Oh, I think Mary's frozen. Hello?
Not really. Any downtime. Oh, there was 1 week. Are we getting...
Yeah, you're here now. You're here now.
Oh, okay. So I had 1 week at the beginning of COVID where we were in full lockdown, so we weren't working. And then I had the week off when we went to the Bahamas. But I was still working from there. But otherwise, I've been slammed.
You Americans, I mean, I don't know how you do it. You just, all my American friends, they're just constantly working.
No.
It's an interesting job that you do, isn't it? So,
yeah, but you know, the good thing about our job is we kind of choose our schedule. So, in all honesty, our clients choose our schedule, but because we go around their schedule, but we do have a little bit more flexibility to structure things the way we need.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much work nonstop until like from first thing in the morning until well into the night.
Until 1 o'clock in the evening.
I do, because I've got clients in London and in the UK, one in Dubai, one in Greece. And so I have to be on their time schedule too. So yeah. Wow. So very long days.
Yeah.
In terms of the pandemic, Mary, has it taught you anything over the last 12 months?
I think it's things we take for granted, being able to go socialize and those small things, going to the movies, mm-hmm. just doing some of these small things that I think we just get used to it and take it for granted. Then once it's all been taken away from us and we can't do any of it, you're like, I just want to go out to eat. I just want to like, you know, go to the movies. I just want to go to the gym and I don't even like going to the gym. And, and so it's like those small things that you're just like, please let me do it. I think after this, just being able to socialize and being around people, having a big group without everybody having to get COVID tested first. Because I know a lot of people give us a bunch of shit on social media about do celebrities and the wealthy people not get COVID and stuff. And I'm like, oh, guys, come on. We get tested, and we literally get tested before we walk in the door. And until you get a negative test, you can't come in.
Yeah.
I've had COVID, and so I can't even get it like anymore, or not really, but we still all get tested. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're safe about it, but being able to do stuff like that without having to worry about it, without having to wear masks, without filling out all the forms every single time we show a property that takes forever. That'll be amazing. Can't wait.
That day is coming. The day is coming soon. We are not far off. I'm sure.
I know. I heard that vaccinations just got opened up to everybody now. I think as of yesterday.
Wow, so, that's awesome.
In amazing. LA. So yeah, I think everybody's going to go get them.
Well, Bob here has actually been giving vaccinations out. He's trained as a vaccinator.
Oh, no way.
In the pandemic. Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I trained.
Oh, that's amazing.
In this third lockdown, yeah, I trained and I've been doing them. So just to keep busy and help, I have a lot more time on my hands in between filming. So yeah, and been quite emotional. But now maybe I'll have to come out to LA and
help out
there.
Yeah, come give them to all of us.
Yeah,
definitely, Mary.
Well, Mary, thanks so much for speaking to us again. It's great to have you on the show, and come back anytime. You're more than welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, babes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I definitely
love Mary.
Yeah, I need to get, it's made me want to rewatch Selling Sunset. Now I've spoken to her. Yeah, what great girl, and nice to hear things back to normal. I mean, they're going on holiday, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but it shows you, doesn't it, how different parts of the world are so different. Well, even different parts of the UK. Like, I was speaking to one of my friends whose partner's from Scotland, and although their hairdressers have been allowed to open, I don't think their gym's open for another week. So it just shows you that everywhere's just doing their own thing and on their own timeline. So, but we're all leading in the right direction.
We certainly are. All good stuff. Well, up next, we have the interview I did with Christine McGuinness last week. So let's check that out. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
You are looking incredibly glam. What room are you in there?
Oh, thank you. I'm just sat at home, just chilling out, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, like most of us, I guess, welcome to my house. yeah, how have you been? What's been going down?
Really good. You know, it's been, well, the whole year obviously has been quite a challenge, like it has for most families. But we're coming out of it. Things are looking better. It's been an uphill struggle. I'm not expecting everything to be great overnight once this lockdown is completely lifted. I think certainly for our family, it's going to take time, and it'll be a gradual process of going back into normal life. I've got three children with autism, three amazing children, but they really, really struggle with changes. So the pandemic really, really highlighted that more than ever. So going back into some kind of normal life for us, it's going to take time.
So it must have been, it's been quite a circle for you, because when the pandemic first struck, then you're taking three children with autism who rely on a routine out of their routine, and then get them into the new one, and then we're going to come out of it, and that's a whole another thing you're going to have to deal with, right?
Absolutely. You know, but we know our children pretty well, and we know what works for them. We still get it wrong sometimes. I'll try and push the boundaries a bit too much. But we know that we just need to be patient. We've got to do this slowly. You know, even just like going back to school, a lot of children just went back to full-time school. For ours, it was a gradual process. They went in for 2 hours, then they went in for a couple of days, and then they went back to doing Monday to Friday. And just those little things, those little changes, that really, really helps, just doing it slowly, slowly, doing things at their pace.
Yeah, and how has that been? Because I guess, did you have to do homeschooling?
We did, yeah, of course. We tried, it didn't go too well, because I'm not a teacher. our children are very black and white, and for them, school is school and home is home and mommy is mommy. You know, so we really did try, but it just wasn't suited for our children. And I can't speak for all autistic children, but for ours, as much as they're fantastic with technology, the better than me at technology, they couldn't get the head around, the teacher wasn't there in front of them. You know, they're only seven, my twins are seven, and then my youngest is four. So they're not used to doing all of their schoolwork on a computer. They're used to using a pencil and paper. So it was difficult, and to try and keep a school routine at home was pretty much impossible, but we made the most of it. And, you know, we enjoyed arts and crafts, and we done PE running around the garden. You know, we done things like that. But thankfully for their education, they're back in school.
Yeah, I think it with kids with autism or any kid struggled, I think, with having to go for, and as you said, most parents aren't teachers, so you're having to try and you're trying to teach them something that you don't understand yourself. So if they've got a question, it's just a bit of a mess. The whole thing is a bit of a mess. I could understand that.
Absolutely.
So yeah, how has it been for you personally though, aside from the kids? How have you found it, and how are you feeling about coming out of the?
For me, it's been very isolating, if I'm completely honest. Very, very isolating. And I think, you know, it's like that for a lot of parents. I was used to staying at home a lot because I was pretty much a full-time mum anyway for the children. I just used to enjoy those little couple of hours whilst they were at school. I'd go to the gym quite a lot. I'm really into health and fitness, and that was my me time. That was my time to de-stress and switch off, and that completely stopped, you know. But it's become part of normal life, and it's something that, again, we're all going to have to get used to. And that's going to be different when we do go back to hair salons and going for lunch and going to the gym. It's not all as it was before. And it just really opens my eyes to the children on how they're dealing with the changes at school. You know, they're all in bubbles. They're not allowed to play with the whole school children. You know, they've got to stick to a little group, and they're coping and they're managing really, really well. So I suppose for us as adults, going back to the gym, and you might have to have a time slot, or your hairdressers, you might be sectioned off. It's not normal, but if children can cope at school, then surely us as adults, we've just got to get on with it for now, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, I think most people are just really excited to have the opportunity to go to the gym. If they've got to book a slot, then fine, you know, that's what we've got to do for now. Yeah, I mean, but I can imagine it is going to be a change for many people. Now, you've done some, so there's been some research that has been done by McCain that I read, and it was saying that 9 in 10 families that have children with disabilities have noticed, like, substantial problems during the pandemic. How's that been for you? Basically, what they're saying is correct, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So this all comes part of research with a partnership between McCain and Family Fund, where McCain pledging £1 million to support 150,000 families raising disabled and seriously ill children to help them come together for mealtimes. Because, as you said, the research showed that 9 in 10 families raising disabled children found that the pandemic had had such a negative impact around their mealtimes. And McCain believed that, you know, everyone should enjoy mealtimes together. I believe everyone should enjoy mealtimes together, but it's not always that easy. Mm-hmm. When you've got children with additional needs, mealtimes can be quite challenging. Yeah. For all different reasons. It may be, you know, people may have struggled financially. For us, it was quite simply that the routine had changed so much. Ours with autism do have quite a restrictive diet anyway. The food is all quite beige. It's very limited to what they eat. They're very sensory aware, my children, which is quite common with autism. So our meal times have always been a challenge, but during the pandemic we were almost forced to do meal times every single day together, which is something we didn't do before, because usually my husband would be off working, you know, the children would be at school, I might go for lunch with friends, and suddenly we're all having this meal time together at home every single day. And it was just completely different for us, but it was something that we grew to love, and it was something that's became a really nice part of our family routine. It's something that we want to continue If we can, when my husband's around and he's not working, then, you know, we will try and enjoy our meal times together. So I think it's really, really important. And it's amazing that McCain are pledging all this money to Family Fund to help support other families when they're struggling around their meal times too.
And it is actually one of those things, I think, that a lot of families will miss when things go back to normal, was that kind of, although it could of course be very stressful, there is a closeness that you've been forced to have that people will miss, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I met my husband 15 years ago and we've never had this amount of time together because he was always away working, and so yeah. We always just went off doing our own thing. Even if he had a whole week off work and he was at home, we would never stay in for a whole week together. We, you know, we
do things.
So it was quite intense at times. It was new for us. And, you know, don't get me wrong, it's been lovely, but I don't want it to stay like that. you know, too much of anyone is too much. But we've really enjoyed and embraced that extra family time together. And I think we've learned quite a lot from that, you know, that family time is so important and we should make more of an effort to make sure that we're both home together at the same time. Because we don't have childcare and our children have got additional needs, we can't just leave them with any babysitter or a family member or whatever. You know, one of us, the parent, needs to be here. So we did always tend to separate our time and go out separately, which meant that usually only one of us was at home. But something we've learned over the lockdown is that we really want to try and make sure that the two of us are here together more if we can. That's what we're taking from it. We just want to continue the positives that we've found in the pandemic.
Yeah, how has it been for you and Paddy, like on a relationship level, dealing with this? It's quite interesting, all the interviews I've done in the last year, everyone has a different take from it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's been different. We've never had this time together before. And it's been lovely, as a whole family, it's been lovely for the five of us to be together. And we've managed, okay, we've kept busy. We were renovating a house throughout the whole pandemic.
Good timing.
We moved house before Christmas, so that was another big change that our children had to deal with. But it kept us busy and it gave us something to do. And I think it took our mind off everything, what was going on, you know, in the outside world. We just tried to focus on getting our family home ready, preparing the children for a big move. And that's how we've done it. We just tried to keep busy. We kept moving. We'd exercise in the garden. Obviously, you know, we've had no gym and no equipment at home. And laughter helps. You know, luckily I'm married a comedian, so that comes in handy sometimes.
Would be a bit rubbish if he wasn't funny at home.
So we've tried to make the most of it. And we just want to try and keep some kind of balance moving forward. Obviously, he does have to go back to work. He has gone back to work. And I'll do bits as the children get settled back into school. But we're just trying to get the balance right. You know, it's difficult. It must be hard, you know, whatever way you do it, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a full-time working mom. It's difficult, but I think family time together is something that we've really seen how important that is, and we want to continue that as much as we can.
Well, and speaking of that, I saw on your Instagram you saw your mum for the first time in, what was it, 6 months, 8 months, something like that?
Eight months, yeah.
How was that? That must have been really nice.
It was amazing, and she was a huge part of the children's routine. So normally, like pre-lockdown, my mum would come and stay every weekend. Obviously that couldn't happen over lockdown, and again that was something the children had to get used to. That's probably been one of the most difficult parts of, you know, just not seeing any friends or family. And then with moving house, you know, us, they kept asking, when is Nanny going to come and stay? And it was difficult to explain to them, but yeah, she's been to visit now and everyone's happy. And then yeah, for the last couple of days all I've heard is, when's Nanny coming back? it's lovely.
Yeah, I bet. And I think, again, it's one of those, that's one of the things that people have really struggled with, is that lack of social connection, isn't it? So, great that you've been able to get back to it. I think it's actually, when I saw that, I realised it's actually been, well, I last saw my mum in August. And I, you know, it just seems so bizarre that that's such a long period of time. And I'm almost used to it in a way now.
Yeah. We've all missed Christmas with our families, Mother's Days, birthdays, you know, everyone's lost a lot of special occasions with families, but you know, at least we're all in the same boat. Everyone's had to do it. Everyone's had to isolate. And, yeah. you know, it seems to be working. And hopefully we'll all be able to celebrate that a bit more when we do get back together.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. What other exciting things have you got coming up in 2021? Anything you can talk about?
I can't say too much, but we are doing a documentary on autism.
Yes, I saw for the BBC. Yeah.
Yes. So we're hoping that that will be on towards the end of the year. So that's exciting.
And are you hoping more TV? I know you did a little bit of reality TV in the past couple of years. How is any more of that in the future, do you think?
Absolutely. There's quite a lot in the pipeline. I think you will be seeing a lot more of me. It's exciting times, and it's really good. And I feel like it's the right time. You know, like I said, getting the balance right. My children are still young, so I need to be at home quite a lot. But then it is very, very important to have some adult time as well, and for me to get out the house, and something that TV work gives you is a little bit of glamour that actually isn't in your mum everyday life, you know.
Yeah, so of course.
It's lovely. There's lots to look forward to. I'm excited for this year.
Are you planning on a holiday, or are you kind of thinking that this year is probably not going to happen now?
I'm not sure. I won't be first on the plane, put it that way.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are actually nervous, like you said, to go back to doing those normal things, right?
Yeah. You know, for us, certainly a family holiday won't be happening. Absolutely not. It won't work for the children this year. That will be pushing them too much. We've only ever had one holiday abroad anyway. And that was just a weekend away. And it took a lot of prep to get them ready for that. I think we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. If there's still going to be a lot of restrictions in place, you know, if you've got to wear a mask out and about and on the beach and things, then no, I'm going to stay at home.
Yeah, I totally understand that. It's exciting to hear that you've got things coming up, and definitely looking forward to seeing some more of you on the TV, because you were great in Housewives, and maybe we'll get to see some more of that. But anyway, thank you so much for speaking to us, Christine. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. And enjoy the rest of your year.
Cheers. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye. 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 Well, that was Christine. It was great to hear her.
Oh, I'm gutted I missed your interview with Christine. I love Christine.
Yeah, you've met her a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've partied with her.
Yeah, we've had some lovely old chats, and I've interviewed her a couple of times. No, I love her, and great chat.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry, I didn't know what to say then. Cool. Move on. what are you up to in the coming week, Bob? Are you back? You're back doing some filming?
Yeah, back doing a little bit of filming. I'm going to try and book in a haircut, because I would love to have it done before Christmas. As I say, I've left everything so long. So yeah, if I can have hair nice, I might try and book in and have a little bit of dinner somewhere.
Yeah,
if I can.
I hear that.
How about you, babe? Keeping busy?
Pretty much the same. I've got rowing again this weekend, which will be nice. I've got it both days the next two weekends, which will keep me busy. And I've got... that's actually next week. We'll forget about that bit. it'll just be a nice, quiet one. Get easing myself back into the world, as it were. I say that, I'll probably have about 20 pints and feel incredibly right. You know what I mean? You know, I always overdo it. So.
You'll have another champagne Saturday.
Yeah, I'll have another champagne Saturday. It's due.
I want to go to a shop as well. I've not been to a shop yet since they've opened the doors.
I went and bought some boxes from Sports Direct yesterday. It was very exciting.
What was it like in there? Busy?
Yes, it was quite busy, although I didn't have to queue to get in, actually, which was all right. It was just remarkably normal, which was very pleasant. So no complaints here. Get to the shop, save that economy.
Yeah, put a couple of pounds into the kitty. It's got to
the
be
coffers.
Done.
Yeah. that was a great one today. Thanks everyone for listening.
Bye, guys. Stay safe.